Hey, it's the No Fronts Podcast.
What's up, guys? It's No Fronts. And I'm tired. I think the show should be called I'm Tired. I don't know. This episode is going to be about passion and finding your passion. It's going to be great. So, finding your passion. By the way, it's been a minute. How is everyone? Last episode was with Financial Freedom. I love that guy. You know what's funny is that every single time I do this, I really like it. And then I say, I'm going to make this a habit. Like, my podcast, not even a habit, like, really, it should be, right? But I always say, like, I promise you guys, I'm going to give you more. It's going to be more regular and, you know, whatever. And it never is. And that's not me keeping up with the Kardashians. No, that's not me keeping up with my word. So I am not going to say that. I'm going to underpromise. But yeah, I want to get into passion. I want to talk about passion. I want to get into finding passion. I think passion is, it's such an important part. Like, I think passion is almost like drive, you know? And it's like momentum, you know, and like, it's really hard to be passionate about something when you're tired, restless, discontent. I find that like those moments, it's like we almost lose our passion. And I think that that's programming. I think that that's just all bullshit. I've always been passionate. Some of the things I was passionate about in the past weren't the best. I was passionate about selling drugs. I mean, I loved it, right? Like, I loved the process, the bagging it up, the weighing, the scale, the culture. I loved doing it. And then, like, the quick flip of the profit, you know, like, doing the numbers and the math in my head on the spot, or like, you get what I'm saying, you know? And you know, drug dealing is kind of like drop shipping, right? So like, it's, and I don't do drop shipping, but I understand what it is, and it's very similar. It's like you're getting front-end products that you don't have to pay for until someone else wants to buy them and purchases them. And that's what I used to do, but I was passionate about that, you know? And then for many years, I wasn't passionate about any of the jobs or tasks I had. And that was, you know, to be honest, it was because it was driven behind selfish desires. I wanted to make a lot of money and buy a lot of cool shit. And so I was obsessive, but that wasn't passion. And I burnt out, and I burnt out in a really shitty way, right? Like, I burnt out and I really just started to get resentful for this job that I had had, which was great. But I didn't love it. So that's okay too, right? Like, I didn't love it. So I get like, then I shouldn't have done it. But the way that I got resentful and acted about it, that was a really pivotal moment in my life. At the time, it wasn't. In hindsight, it was the time where I actually made a decision that I wasn't going to do anything that I didn't love. Right. So then I left, and had a startup company and some other things and, you know, whatever. And none of it I loved. And then it was like, it wasn't until I truly found my voice, and my purpose, and it all kind of like coincided. So what I would say, you know, what I would say about passion, finding your passion, is that you can't have the premise in your mind that it's going, like, it can't be one of those things where there's like ulterior motive, right? So if you're passionate, or if you're trying to find your passion, and in your mind deep down, it's like, I'm trying to find my passion, it's making $1 million this year, right? That's not a passion, that's a goal. So what I would say is, the reason, the beauty of a human sharing with another human their experience and improving that other human's life is, I believe, the purpose. Like, it's our it is our purpose on this planet. And so I think something along those lines, and I'm not saying that's for everybody, believe me, like, not everyone out there is gonna fucking, you know, it's like, there's a lot of douchebags telling people what to do, and it, you know, that's a whole nother episode. Douchebags Anonymous. No, but like, really, like, I think what I'm trying to say is that when you're looking to find your passion, don't get it misconstrued for your goal. Passion is the way that you talk. Like, when somebody, like, if I was telling a story and I was talking about somebody that I helped, you know, like, and I'll give you an example. This friend of mine, well, just somebody that hit me up and wanted help, and he lives in Ireland, and, you know, he wrote me this long letter after a long, you know, not a long, but a kind of short relationship where we were talking. I was really helping him, and I'm not getting into details of the letter, but what he said, and what certain people, when they write me these letters or these messages, like, I would take that over a check. And I'm passionate because I just love it. I love to see or even hear in someone's voice when, like, the lights go on. I love when people's perception changes. And if I had something to do with it, right? Like, just, you know, I'm on paper, high school dropout, sold drugs, did a lot of shit. You know the story. So, like, if I help somebody, then I'm like, to me, that's like astonishing still. You know, and not in an insecure way, in like a, I don't know, I just figured, like, you'd want to listen to, like, Tony Robbins, or, you know what I mean? But, like, I guess maybe that's because I just truly love it. And I think people pick up on that. I don't have a motive, and I think people pick up on that. And I think I just went in a totally different direction. But what I was saying is, like, you hear in there's an example I forgot, but what I was saying was that the passion in my voice, you know, that's, you want that. Whatever makes you light up and like clench your fist and your heart race is what you should be doing. Or it's just telling you, hey, this is your passion. And if we could all find that in some way, I mean, I don't know. I'm passionate about talking about passion because it's like, oh my God, this guy again. I sound like such a tool. I'm passionate about being passionate. But I am. I really am. And, you know, another thing that kind of like lets me know and could probably maybe help you guys, like, if you're in the right direction when it comes to passion, is, do you get bored of it? Do you get sick of it? Like, yeah, of course you're gonna get bored of certain things, but like, I still completely get excited when somebody asks for my help. And I don't mean, because I get a lot of these messages that are just like, it's like they want me to hold their hand while they make money, like to show them how to make money or something. It's like, I don't know where on earth you got that idea. But I'm talking about like when people like really are just, I want like, I prefer like straight from the gutter, bottom of the barrel. Those are my people. Like, that's what I like. Just straight like gutter. And when they hit me up, when someone like that hits me up, and I get to spend time or talk to them and change their life. And I don't talk about it. Like, I really don't talk about it with the people close to me. Like, I don't share like these relationships. And I think partially in some weird way, it's like I have this like anonymity thing because I'm sober, but also because like, because they're not all, it's not a sober thing, but like, I think it's partially because like, it's like that therapy, and I'm not a therapist, but you know what I mean? It's like that, it's just sacred. So I keep it all to myself for the most part. But like, when I get those people like that call or message me or found me on because of a video or listen to the podcast or, and they message me and they want to talk to me about like anything about their life and, you know, and they're honest with me and they just break down and tell me like they hate everything in their life. And like, I fucking love it. Like it sucks for you. Like the person like fucking sucks. But I really like, I gotta stop saying like, fuck. I really cherish that. I cherish when someone is vulnerable, when they reach out and put their faith into, and I can't save anybody, so let's just clarify that. But I love when they put their faith into, I guess maybe the universe, and they say, I don't know what they say actually, maybe I should ask. But I would imagine it's something like, ah, fuck it. I'm just gonna, this guy, I don't know, maybe he just, he curses a lot. He seems like he's easy to talk to. Maybe I should just talk to him. And they do, whatever it is, that leap of faith, and they talk to me and they tell me, everything. Total stranger. I fucking, like, I said it again. Fuck. I need to, like, get a rubber band around my wrist. When they do that, though, it's just to me the most beautiful thing in the world for as far as connection and what makes me happy. Like, I'm not even gonna get mad at myself at that one. But when they connect and reach out with blind faith and open up to me, that's the greatest feeling in the world. And I'm passionate about that. And I'm passionate about other things, but that's something that just has really kept me going. And if you can find that, however you have to, or whatever you have to do in order to find it, whether you have to taste it all, whether you have to keep fucking up, if in the back of your mind you tell yourself, well, it's okay now because, you know what, I'm just testing, I'm trying things out, because I really want to find my passion, then in my opinion, fuck everyone. You're on the right track. This is No Fronts. Thanks for listening.